Good afternoon, Polk County, in the great free state of Florida, Alligator, Alcatraz, all that other shit. Hope everybody's having a good day today, man. What's the day? Thursday or some shit? Yeah, Thursday. But anyway, funny thing about this story I'm fixing to tell you. I was telling my buddy Bruce, he owns a glass company over in Winter Haven called Parker Glass. And I was telling him the story the other day. And it wasn't an hour later, an old buddy of mine named Sean, he texted me and said, "Hey, man, you didn't tell that story." And he said the same one I just told Bruce. I was like, "How ironic is that? That I was just telling him that story, and then you text me out of the blue, had no idea I was telling it, and now I'm telling it, so I should tell it." So here it goes. This is 40 years ago, when I was in the Army and shit. I was in the 82nd Airborne Division. I was an infantry soldier. And every time we did a mission, like a platoon-sized mission, they had a medic that was attached to us from headquarters company. He'd come down, you know, and we rarely got the same medic. 9 times out of 10, it was somebody different. But each time a medic would come in, you know, you had to get to know the guy a little bit and see what kind of a person he was and, you know, understand, you know, what kind of attitude he had. Was he good? Was he going to take care of us, you know, and just fuck with the guy a little bit. So we did. We fucked with him a lot. So on this particular mission, this dude came in. He was a Puerto Rican fella. And, you know, we humping 10, 12, 15 clicks, whatever. And every time we'd stop, he'd go person to person. "Hey, you all right? Hey, you okay? You need this? You need that?" He comes up to me. He's like, "Hey, Gandhi, you okay, man? You need something?" I'm like, "Well, I don't know, Doc. What do you got, man? You got, like, some extra morphine or something?" I mean, just do your thing, you know? So anyway, I decided to fuck with this guy, like, really bad that evening. It was late in the afternoon, and I told my buddy, he was in the same hole as me. I was like, "Hey, man, let me hold that camo stick you got." He goes, "You're already camoed out, man." I said, "No, I hold it. I need to put some more war paint on." So I took his camo stick, and on the black side, I painted my whole entire junk. Yeah, my everything down there, my nuts and balls, a dick. I painted that shit all black, solid black with a camo stick. I said, "Now follow along and call Doc over here and tell him I'm in pain. I need some help." So he calls him, Doc, man, Gandhi needs you. Here he comes running, boy. "Oh, Gandhi, what's wrong, man? What's wrong?" I said, "I don't know, Doc, man. It hurts bad when I piss. You know, my balls are on fire, man." He's like, I got to see. And, you know, there was 3 or 4 other people. They could see what was going on around us. I stood up and pulled my old wanker out. And it was solid black. And he freaked the fuck out. And he took off running. He went and got the LT, man. LT comes up. They're trying to get a medevac in there for me. And I was like, "No, man, it's just a joke." And old LT was like, "Well, Cameron, I got to see, man." I was like, "Well, if you must." So I pulled my old wanker out and showed him. And he freaked the fuck out. But come to find out, it was a big old joke, you know. But it was hilarious, man. It was hilarious. And I tried to talk to the doctor later and told him, "Look, man, don't be an overachiever, man. Just do your job and everything be cool." I hope y'all liked the story. I liked it. Hope everybody has a wonderful day. Y'all be cool. Nope, not yet. But I'm almost home. So y'all be cool. Have a good rest of your day. Talk to you later.